Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit that happened in running this week. This week's stories include the crowning of the US Skyrunner Series champs, an FKT tutorial for Francois Dehaene, and the Porta Potty Challenge. We begin this week with a quick rundown of the past week's top ultras taking place in North America and beyond. The High Altitude Flagstaff Sky Race wrapped up the 2017 US Skyrunner Series with all three distances offered, a VK, a 39-kilometer Sky Classic, and a 55-kilometer Sky Ultra. Let's do a quick recap and crown this year's champs. First in the VK, which had a five-race series starting at Broken Arrow in California, moving to Whiteface in New York, the Naughty Power of Four in Colorado, the Rut in Montana, and concluding with the Bastard Flagstaff VK featuring two ridiculously steep downhills to get the required gain in. Oddly enough, for the ladies, not a single woman ran more than one VK the entire season, meaning Flag Sky VK winner Raya Berrigan took first in the series with her Flagstaff win, and second went to Jax Mariesh. Third place was a tie between the other four VK race winners, each with 100 points apiece. For the guys, it was slightly more interesting, with the top three on the series podium all competing in three races each this season, and going head-to-head twice at the Rut and Flagstaff. JP Donovan won, with his second place finish at Flagstaff behind David Sinclair, who only ran a single VK. Flag local Mike Popejoy placed second overall in the series, and Skylar Dracos of Colorado rounded out the top three. Moving on to the Sky Classic, which was unfortunately negatively affected by the fire cancellation of the Crystal Mountain Sky Race, did see a more competitive ladies field with several competing head-to-head throughout the season, most notably at Kendall Mountain and Flagstaff. Although Catherine Ross won both the aforementioned races, she was bested in the series by Taylor Nolan, who additionally competed in the Rut. Her second place finish at Flagstaff gave her the advantage. Ross was second overall, and placing third was Corey Kritchko, who also ran Whiteface. Of note was second place finisher at Flagstaff Alicia Vargo, who gave birth to her first daughter just 3 months prior. She was just 4 minutes back of Ross after moving up on the field of fast ladies all day. Let's move on to the guys. We had some decent competition at this one, with several of the top series finishers going head-to-head, mainly at Kendall, the Rut, and Flagstaff. Timmy Parr came out on top, with several top 10 finishes in individual races, edging out second-place series finisher David Sinclair, who placed high at Kendall and won Flagstaff Sky Race. Third place went to Logan Gredinus of Colorado. And finally, the Sky Ultra. The ladies, despite having a full five-race calendar, most only participated in one event. Amanda Pevetot was the series winner with points scoring at finishes at Broken Arrow, Audi Power of Four, and third place at Flagstaff Sky Race. Amy Leadham edged out Claire Abram for a second with a second place finish in Flagstaff. Claire used points from Broken Arrow and I Am Tough, the only 100-miler in the series, to edge out Flag Sky Race champ Christy Connect, who ran an incredible 55K in her hometown to finish just 3 minutes shy of the course record. Lastly, the Sky Ultra dudes. Morgan Elliott, who won Audi Power of Four and placed second at the Rut, decided to drop from the 55K down to the 39K of the night prior to chase an auto qualifier spot in the USATF World Mountain Long Distance Championships, since he had already secured the Ultra Series win without having to compete at the Flagstaff finale. Tim Frericks, with his big win at the 55K and new course record, came away with second in the series by additionally placing second at Broken Arrow. It was Arthur Whitehead in third overall in the series. He also competed in Power of Four and Broken Arrow. In total, about 11 men ran more than one race the 2017 season. Speaking of those USATF auto spots, David Sinclair of Flagstaff and Catherine Ross will be offered the positions for next year's World Long Distance Mountain Running Champs. Best of luck to them. The Tussie Mountainback 50 Mile played host to the 2017 USATF 50 Mile Road Champs, and it was Liza Howard and Anthony Kunkel taking the wins this year. Liza ran a 7:07, winning by 8 minutes, and Kunkel threw down a 5:43 with a 26-minute win margin. The tough East Coast 100-miler Grindstone, kind of a play on the race it qualifies you for, the Hard Rock, went down in Virginia this weekend. Avery Collins had a big win over Brian Rysecki and Caleb Denton, finishing in 18:40. For the ladies, it was Kathleen Cusick with the win again in 22:59. The Hybrid Running and Mountaineering ELS 2900 took place across the high peaks in Andorra, with Swedish sisters Lena and Sanna Elcott-Hallander winning for the ladies in 2105, and Dominic Trastoy and Luis Sevincente winning for the guys in 1641. You know, I totally just covered that story to showcase my incredible ability to correctly pronounce, butcher international names. Francois Dehaene is in the States now with his Solomon entourage, targeting an FKT on the 220-mile-long John Muir Trail. He's trying to best the FKT set by Lior Pontelot of 3 days, 7 hours, 36 minutes, set in 2014. His October time window is an interesting choice with snow already in some areas. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. He's departing October 14th due to permits he obtained approximately 6 months ago, knowing full well he could be facing some wintry weather conditions. Currently, they say tune into the Solomon Running Facebook page for all updates on the attempt. We've yet to see a link to Francois' satellite tracker, which reminds us to officially make this public service announcement for all those attempting an FKT anytime in the future. Here are the generally accepted tutorial steps for setting a fastest known time or FKT. 1. Announce your intentions. Go to the FKT board's website, find the applicable FKT, and announce publicly your intentions to break a time. 2. Grab a satellite tracker and either share the link publicly or have it available post-record setting effort. 3. Photos and witnesses are a great bonus to proving your trip to the world. Good luck, Francois. Dave Proctor is most likely the man, and quite possibly the greenest ultra runner we've ever heard of. Not only did he win and set a course record at the 160-kilometer Lost Soul Ultra in Canada, but he run-commuted to get there over 170 kilometers. He split up the run to get to the venue over 2 days and then smashed the race in 19 hours, 27 minutes. Pretty impressive. However, Dave, we heard you hitched a ride back home post-race. What's up with that? Someone else putting in big miles day after day is TransCon runner Marvelous Mimi. She's going after the running across the USA record and is currently near St. Louis heading east. She's been going for 1 month, 3 days as of this recording and is placing her runs on Strava for public viewing. She's been throwing down some insane weeks between 375 and 478 miles. Holy God, we love this next story. It comes to us from Runner Space and is called the Porta Potty Challenge. It's the latest craze to hit the cross-country season, where they see how many runners can fit in and then come out of a standard-sized porta potty. Some of them are pretty impressive. Okay, Outhouse Nation, now it's our turn. How many ultra and trail runners can fit in a mountain outhouse? Send them to us and tag it hashtag Porta Potty Challenge. Get them. Arizona Representative Martha McSally will be the first congresswoman to take on the 800-mile-long Arizona Trail. Granted, she is section hiking it, but it's nice to see some lawmakers getting out on the ground to help understand our public lands and trails. Best of luck, Martha, on your journey from Mexico to Utah. The Ginger Runner virtual run took place this past Sunday. Who ran? What kind of mileage did you get in? How many donuts did you eat? Tweet us. Also in Ginger News, the upcoming film Where Dreams Go to Die is sold out in most of Canada, but many of the US dates still have a few tickets available, including right here in Phoenix. Yeah, Jam Jam will be there. Go get some ticks and come say hi. Let's wrap up this week with an outhouse montage to get us psyched for the Porta Potty Challenge. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or have an idea for another challenge involving outhouses, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. We once again have to thank our Patreon supporters for making this show possible. We just wrapped up our voting for the next Mountain Outpost challenge, which will be filmed at the end of the month. Drum roll, please. The Pumpkin Spiced Latte Mile. Dear God, please have mercy on us. Join the crew and you'll be able to vote on our next challenge soon. Smell you later.